I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. On a summer night in 1958, when I was 11 years old, I buried a treasure. I waited until dark so nobody would see me. I dug a hole in my backyard and buried a treasure. And as far as I know, it's still there. Here's the story. When I was in fifth grade, my family lived on Sharon Avenue, about a mile east of the Indianapolis 500 racetrack. Our house was one of those small national homes which were built all across the United States after World War II. My treasure was a large, one-gallon pickle jar stuffed with riches that were important to an 11-year-old kid. I packed some comic books in it, a few baseball cards, a small pocket notebook with many words of wisdom, some shiny new pennies, and since this was 1958, they were wheatbacks, probably some cat's-eye marbles and who knows what else. There was a short driveway at the side of the house, but no garage. The backyard was fenced, and the fence had some right angles to make room to park the car. I used two of the fence posts as markers to determine where to bury my treasure. I eyeballed a line perpendicular to one of the posts, then I did the same for another post, and where the lines met, I dug my hole. It was about a foot and a half deep, and since the jar was probably a foot tall, the steel lid of the jar was about 6 inches down, easily shallow enough for a metal detector to find. The next year, my family moved away. And unless someone has taken a metal detector to that yard, which is doubtful, my treasure is still there after over half a century. I suspect that the freezing and thawing of over 50 winters had shattered the jar and left the comic books a soggy mess. And though I screwed the lid on as tightly as an 11-year-old could, a half century of rainfall has pretty much rusted it away, even if the glass survived. I've made a couple of half-hearted attempts to recover my treasure. I live in Illinois now, about a 2-hour drive from Indianapolis. About 10 years ago, I mailed a letter to that house on Sharon Avenue, telling my story and asking permission to try to find the pickle jar. I enclosed a stamped self-addressed envelope, but I never got an answer. A few years after that, I was in Indianapolis, and I drove by the house and knocked on the door. Nobody was home. The next-door neighbors were out, and they told me that the people I was looking for were seldom there. Another couple of years, I returned, and the house had a notice on the front door that said, "No trespassing, unfit for human occupancy." I probably should have scampered around to the backyard right then and dug up the treasure, but having no permission and fearing the consequences, I left it alone. Another year later, the house was fixed up and occupied again, but nobody was home. And on my last trip just a few weeks ago, the house was boarded up and empty. And guess what? That backyard fence is gone. I do believe, though, that I have a pretty good memory as to where, approximately, the jar is buried. What to do, what to do? Okay, what would you do? Go to thetreasurecorner.com and click the comments button and let me know. I'd love to hear your comments and suggestions on this problem. Thanks for listening. For more articles about treasure hunting, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.